Fast and Flip.
Welcome, welcome again to Taking It Down. We are the Alabama Takes Pop Culture Discussion Podcast. I'm still your host, Blaine Duncan. Today we have a good one lined up because we're talking about what's near and dear to our hearts. That's football. It's our college football preview episode, and just for good measure, we'll toss some NFL takes out at the back half after the break toward the end of the show. I've got my usual compadres, got Adam Morrow and Donovan Reinwald, but what a thrill. You guys are in for a treat. We've got somebody going to help us get this all right. He is head writer of the Alabama Take. But get this, you guys. He's the originator. He's one of the three originators of the Alabama Take. He runs challenge coverage over on the Alabama Take. He's got his Taking on Sports with regularity. You see that column? This is T.D. Wood with us. We're gonna hear from all of these people in just one second. But I think before we get into the goofiness, we'll take a moment of somber, thoughts and good wishes to, we're recording right in the middle of Hurricane Ida hitting Louisiana, and I know TD's got friends and loved ones down there. He lived down there for quite some time. Adam does as well. Donovan probably does as well. I do as well. You know, hang in there, and we come out on Tuesday. Hopefully, by the time you're listening to this, everything's good. There's not much destruction, and everybody's back at home, and maybe doing just the minor amount of cleanup. That's our hope for everyone. Best wishes. So, let's just do our usual shit. Let's do our usual COVID shit. Which is where we'll let TD complain. I'm sure he's got complaints he's never aired live or semi-live. TD, you want to bitch about people getting COVID?
Sure, yeah. Everyone go get your damn shot, because if you don't, my wife's probably about to start killing y'all. She has one more festival gig canceled and cost her more money. She's about ready to I don't even think she's going to stab people with injections. I think it's just going to be a knife. She's just going to go Punisher on us, and I'm worried about that.
Well deserved. Very. COVID. And here we have Donovan, who's just sitting up in Connecticut with like 99% vaccination rate. He's up there making out with strangers.
You know, that's not entirely true. I know most of them.
Fair. I love that your wife, Dr. Beth, lets you just wander the streets.
She lets me? She encourages me. She's got lesson planning to do. You understand.
Boy, do I.
Gets him out of the house.
Yeah.
Let's touch on one thing that is pop culture related. Not that football isn't, but sort of broad. Because TD's a huge Marvel fan. He helps us write a lot of those things on the Alabama Take about Marvel. I just want to toss this up. I'll throw my thoughts and then we'll go around the room. Marvel's new release in like just a few days is Shang-Chi, The Legend of the Ten Rings. Am I the only one that's just not excited about this movie?
I completely forgot it was coming out until...
Dude.
I saw a toy commercial for it.
Yeah. As of this recording, I have zero plans to go see it. That may change, you know, on the cusp of it, but so you count COVID vaccinations, go into a theater once again, and then this movie just isn't attractive to me. TD, what do you think, man?
First of all, I have no desire to go into a movie theater anytime soon because of aforementioned COVID stuff. I'm good with that, but I don't really know much about the comic. I know the Ten Rings from the Mandarin, and as, you know, Iron Man's bad guy, which Marvel has already fucked up in Iron Man 3, so I'm still bitter about that. I don't know. I'll watch it at some point. I still haven't watched Black Widow. I don't know. It's like the COVID Marvel break has almost kind of tempered my excitement a little bit. I am excited to see where they go. I'm excited for Marvel to get into space and stuff, like deep, but just not yet, I guess.
Black Widow comes highly recommended from the three of us in the usual suspects here on the podcast. Yeah, I think we all kind of said it was one of the better movies of a few years for Marvel. Is that kind of what we landed on?
I thought it was really good.
I think that was the general consensus.
I think because it's so different. So different and unattached. There were some, you know, they just did some things. It's good.
They tried to force this this Rings movie on me. I mean, you said Black Widow feels full circle. I've been to the theater twice. since the pandemic once to see Black Widow when things felt like they were genuinely safe and opening up. Uh-huh. And then we went to see The Green Knight a few weeks ago, and there were two other people in the theater. So that felt good.
But that was my theater experience.
Green Knight, by the way, just to go full circle on that, Donovan gave one of the best spoiler-free reviews of a film that I've ever heard on that. And it was a fantastic movie. If you get the chance, go see it. But both the times that I've been in the theater, they're trying to force this Rings movie on me in the trailers. And it just looks awful. I'm going to go that far. I'm not only not interested. It just does not. If somebody was like, I'm going to rent this and pay for it, we're hanging out, I still would probably leave.
Damn. Wow. Brutal.
Strong word. Every time I hear Legend of the Ten Rings, I'm like, is this that Sonic the Hedgehog? Is he up to his shenanigans?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad you guys aren't the only ones. And then we have Marvel's What If, which I haven't watched the most recent episode, but it's kind of the first two just...
Here's a Marvel's What If for you.
Sure.
What if it was good?
Man, for real.
Yeah.
But I, from my understanding, I've read a headline that the most recent one might be better, so I'll give that one a shot. I'm going to watch them all, but...
Yeah. Really? I was honestly... The first one kind of tempered my enthusiasm for it, just for a lot of reasons. I haven't even seen the second one yet.
And the second one's, I think, a little worse.
Was it worse? Jeez.
I think.
Wait, there's which something... one was the...
Second one was T'Challa as Star-Lord, which is so much like the first one.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're trying to do with it. And that's where I think a lot of people might be hesitant. Or I know Marvel fans, we always want to figure out what they're doing and try to solve things instead of just relaxing and watching it. But yeah, I've already forgotten what this week's was about, and I watched it.
Is it sort of a killing spree? Something about a killing spree?
Yeah, it's basically what if we didn't have the Avengers and all
See,
the Avengers.
That's better.
Yeah.
Rather than just switching roles, what if Adam was Donovan? Well, I mean, come on. Come on.
What if I lived in Connecticut with a high vaccination rate?
God.
Who could I be making out with?
Let's get into what we came to discuss, and that's college football to begin. First and foremost, TT, is this a backdoor pilot to your own sports podcast?
Hopefully, yeah. the wheels are moving slowly, but hopefully y'all can hear me this fall, giving you opinions that you don't want to hear. This is my specialty.
People have been clamoring for this Alabama Take Sports podcast, and so...
Well, it's going to be 7 straight episodes of me bitching about Texas and Oklahoma coming to the SEC and how that's awful for everybody involved. But
you're going to get your opportunity in a second.
A multi-episode arc. I love it.
What if investigation. The SEC wasn't run by a bunch of assholes?
We're going to get there. Pump the brakes on those thoughts. Let's start, though. We'll do some broad things like that. Let's start with the NIL.
It's great. Finally. These guys should be able to get some chunk of change for the billions of dollars that they pour into the sport every year. I love seeing these guys get their Bojangles and Krispy Kreme and Kool-Aid endorsements. Good for them. Let them get paid.
Totally
agree.
Man,
that reminds me. I've got to go get some food. I'll see you guys. That was cool. Krispy Kreme and Bojangles are...
Speaking of, cool. Yeah. No, I think I totally agree that it gets a little gross watching a mostly white establishment make a lot of money off of... You know, a lot of black athletes, and the more you investigate that and the what happened in 2020 as we kind of, I don't know, hold up a harsher mirror to society, like something like this had to happen.
Oh, it's my turn. I completely disagree. This is ruining amateurism. No, what the fuck am I going to say? These guys should get paid.
Yeah.
All I'm hoping is that we get increasingly funny endorsements. Yes. Or like someone's, you know, like someone's got a deal with the local Toyota place, so instead of tackling someone, he has to run them over with a truck. I don't know. It could be fun.
Humor's already got a low bar to cross with Bo Pix being a spokesman, a face of, what's the fuck, the tea? I don't drink it. What is it?
Milo's tea.
I am actually a little disappointed in him because I thought he was going to be like tied in with Youth for Christ or something. Like that just seems more.
Do they have a lot of sponsorship dollars to throw around? Youth for Christ.
I mean, it's Auburn. I assume they already got a lot of money tied up in that.
He's already won the Heisman this year. The season hasn't started, so he's fine.
I am very excited for the first like big swing and a miss on an endorsement for like a quarterback or somebody who hasn't is like the presumed starter and just goes out week one and shits the bed.
You talking about Bryce Young?
I mean, maybe.
It could be.
Could be. I mean, he's close to, what did Saban say? Seven figures already?
He's around, I think, 850,000 so far, I think, something like that. So he's going to get to a million. I mean, especially if he does play well in these first few weeks, then no telling.
It's just interesting the idea of these companies maybe picking a horse in the race before the game has begun.
When has that ever backfired on anyone?
I'm just saying never. I can't wait until it does, because college football, just the Schroeden fraud, how do you say that out loud? I see it written all the time. That it's just ripe for it. That's maybe my most enjoyed thing about the sport.
It is kind of like, to some extent, college football is a random outcome generator for many of its games at many of its levels. And the NIL is just giving us another fun lever to pull.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm wondering if it's going to lead to like the rise of some obscure program because they have a prominent business headquartered in their city or town or whatever. Like, it's like you said, it's a random generator. It's like playing NCAA 14 back in the day and 5 years into your dynasty, Western Michigan as a powerhouse. Mm-hmm. Like,
Cincinnati's going to be cashing those Procter & Gamble checks.
Oh, yeah.
That would be amazing.
Skyline endorsement, baby.
That's where it's coming. You heard it here first.
I was at that tennis tournament and wasn't with you guys last weekend, and that was in Cincinnati, and there was like aggressive Skyline chili advertising everywhere, and it was like 95 degrees sitting outside in the Cincinnati sun thinking about that spaghetti chili was just...
Oh, man.
Awful. Oof.
That's awful. Awful. Anyway.
When I lived in Louisville, everyone's like, oh, you got to try Skyline. You got to try Skyline. I went there. I didn't even finish the first, like, I ate like three bites of it, threw it out, and went to like White Castle or something.
Something much more respectable.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. I'll tee you up. Oklahoma, Texas going SEC. And we'll get to the other dumbass alliance as well. But first, Oklahoma, Texas.
It's just, I mean, it's like I said in the column, it's money. We know why it's driving it. We know why it's always going to happen. It's because it adds eight figures to your athletic department's revenue every year. So in that sense, I guess it makes sense. But I just think it's short-sighted. Like, we're putting an SEC patch on Oklahoma and Texas's uniform. That's going to get rid of whatever recruiting advantages we have now in terms of being an Alabama fan. So I hate it there. I don't see how if you're an Arkansas, an Ole Miss, a State, a Tennessee, any of these programs who are like either struggling or like Ole Miss and, you know, might be one step away from actually challenging for a division title, that's going away. Like, you're not competing now that Texas and Oklahoma are joining and going for the same recruits. It's going to make the SEC so top heavy. Even a program like LSU now, like if they don't bounce back like a team that won a title 2 years ago should, they could be headed back down to the, you know, the middle of the pack. It's just, I hate it for what college football should be. And I'm an idealist a little bit, but at the same time, like we can still, you know, I say in every column, my idea, I think, to solve the problems is Division I needs to be realigned. We need to cut it down to like 80 teams or so. We don't need 130 Division I teams because...
By UConn.
Yeah, by UConn, by UMass, by the entire MAC conference. I mean, they've given us great QBs over the years, but none of those athletic departments can compete with anyone on terms of budget and resources. Let them reform the divisions. Let them play for all the Division II titles they want. Let's get down to 80 teams. That way everyone gets a bigger piece of the pie. Let's get our 18, 12-team, whatever, playoff. That's another thing. Now we don't know what this is going to do with our 12-team playoff, which I was actually talking myself into. So I don't know. It's just, we'll see. There's so much that's going to change in over the next 3 years until they officially join or whatever. So we'll see. I hate it. Eat it, Arby's.
I have two big takeaways. I agree with all of that, that the whole landscape is just, you know, I don't know, the way forward feels very muddy. But specifically for you know, somebody who grew up a Bama fan, the potential of losing the traditional Western division opponents is kind of a bummer. I mean, I want to see Bama play Texas and Oklahoma with some regularity. It would be amazing to, I mean, a home and home, I don't know who's going to end up where, who we're going to play yearly, but, you know, Bama going to Austin every other year, that's not so bad. But there's been a lot of times where a Mississippi State is playing way above their usual level, and that game in November gets tough. And that's, you know, I love to see Bama win by 50, but it's still fun when an Ole Miss or a Mississippi State, just those teams we've played forever, some of the tradition of that, because it's still, you can't, if you take away the pomp and the, even kind of like the melodrama of college football, the history, all of that kind of stuff, it's not really the same sport. And as they start making these money super conferences, that goes away. All of that said, I love the fact that the entire league just went over Texas A&M's head and patted them on the top of the head like a child. And we're like, oh, we're totally not going to get Texas. Don't worry. We care about you. And then, yeah, wink, wink, and just pissed them off. Forcing those two teams to play yearly again, I'm very in favor of.
Totally.
I'm not convinced A&M won't burn their own campus down.
Just shitting on them is top-notch to me. I loved it. I loved the profound little brothering of TAMU. Just the worst. I hate them. I hate them so much.
Texas-Auburn.
Texas-Auburn Middle University.
One more thing. Just that people actually think that there's a real rivalry between College Station and Austin. I've met Texas people who will stick up for College Station in this, and I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing? These people are in a cult. Why did we invite this cult into the SEC? Them and Missouri out of anybody. Why? Have you ever driven by Missouri and been like, this totally feels like SEC country? Hell no. Terrible.
The broken columns are possibly should have warned us what was coming.
I mean, they have a damn track around their football field. Every year that Bama goes there, I'm like, somebody's going to roll an ankle. It's going to be terrible. Najee can't play this week because he's got, you know, I don't know, road burn all over the side of his body or something from falling on the damn track.
I thought that was in case there was a tie and they had to settle it with go-karts or something.
Donovan, you got thoughts on Oklahoma and Texas probably joining?
I wish I was smart enough to have anything other than agreement with TD and Adam here. But two thoughts popped into my head. First, has anyone asked Vanderbilt about this? I'm honestly like, did they vote? Do they know this is happening? I would honestly like to know. And secondly, there's a level where this is all just dumb as hell, and that's kind of great. The SEC is like some sort of amoeba swallowing up teams. You know, everyone else is freaking. The ACC and the Pac-12 had to form a rebel alliance. What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun, right? Like it's stupid, and things that are stupid can be bad, but also you can have fun yelling about them.
They can be very funny too. I mean, none of this would have happened if Florida State and Clemson had joined the league, or Florida State and Georgia Tech or anybody else. But that was on the table, right? They didn't want to do it.
Well, those two. Geographically fit so much better, and I'm just for the geographic fits. I don't care if it's Georgia Tech, just make it within driving distance.
Yeah,
you're telling me that you don't believe in Big 12 stalwart West Virginia,
800 some miles from their closest conference opponent.
That's so stupid.
No, yeah, Florida State could have joined in 92 and turned it down. You know, when you were talking about why we added A&M in Missouri, at the time it was because we needed the geographic footprint for TV deals. And then like 2 years later, cable and satellite just dropped off the face of the earth and streaming came up. And at the time I remember bitching like, this is dumb. Like, we don't need Missouri or A&M. Like, these aren't A&M. I'm a little more okay with because it's helped us in recruiting so much. But
yeah,
and it was funny to see them just get pissed at Texas and say, you know what, screw you guys, we're gonna go get rich over here.
We're taking our dog.
Exactly.
Taking Lassie and going.
We're like, add a brand name. Yeah, Florida State is such a bigger brand name. Just show them the spreadsheet, you know, their Excel spreadsheet. Hey, this is what you're going to get if you come over here. Because, yeah, I would love to see SEC crowds invade Tallahassee, which is basically an SEC town. Like you said, it's only Georgia Tech, but Atlanta is an SEC town. It's where we play our title game every year. No one cares about the ACC in Atlanta. Like, let's get their cute little stadium that's in the middle of the highway there next to the varsity, you know? Let's make fun of them for that. But.
Well, the Big Ten, Pac-12, and ACC, I haven't researched this because it sounds so stupid. They're forming an alliance? That is the plot of a horrible movie, right? What the hell? Does anybody know what this alliance is supposed to be?
Yeah, they don't know. That there's like... Okay, so... Let me back up a little bit. The Galactic Senate just got disbanded, right? But there's still this one senator, there's this rogue senator who she's got this information to the SEC's super weapon, which is colloquially termed a Death Star.
I think this is the plot to Star Wars.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you just, wait, you just now figuring this out?
No, I'm not. Does anybody really? I mean, I'm being sincere when I ask the panel here. What do y'all even know what that is? The alliance.
I'm sure that really whatever don't. Happens, it's going to increase the focus on academics.
Absolutely. You know,
it's not a conference. It's an alliance.
Student athlete.
It sounds like we're scared and we're scared and a little mad, but we also don't have any good ideas.
Mm-hmm. So we're just going to toss a word around?
We're going to substitute action for anything else.
I mean, that's basically what they said in their press release. Their press release didn't say anything other than, we're forming an alliance. And when people ask them to do what, they're like, you know, stuff.
A lie with one another.
Yeah.
We're forming an alliance to excel. What are you doing?
I found it odd the Big Ten was in it because they're, at the moment, the richest conference in college football until the SEC... you know, renegotiates their TV deal with Texas and Oklahoma in tow.
Yeah, but they seem to be doing okay.
I don't know. Maybe they were scared by that one random rumor that Ohio State was going to come to the SEC. And, you know, the SEC is just going to become the Premier League.
Yeah.
With 30 teams or something. And maybe fans will revolt like they did for the European Super League, but probably not, because I feel like college football fans are more just like, eh, it's going to happen.
I think college football fans have been through enough weird things that they're just like, this too. You're going to form a super league? All right. And then it can go out to the graveyard with the ghost of the Big East and all that.
Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah, the Big East. They were fun, weren't they?
Pat White, Steve Slayton, all those Louisville teams. Rutgers.
Yeah. Rutgers.
Are y'all okay with the playoff expansion? I mean, I have always had my one theory I'm still clinging to.
What's your theory?
Which is, well, it's just that you take the winners of the Power Five conferences. Yeah, you know, that's got to go up in dust, I guess, once the Big 12 disintegrates. But you take the winner of the Power Five conference, and then you take the other three highest-ranked teams, and you have an 18 playoff. And I know the three highest-ranked team has a human element to it, but, you know, the five... conference winners really take.
How can we exclude the Pac-12 every time if they're automatically in it? I'm not crazy about that part. Otherwise, it sounds great.
You just beat them in the first round.
Oh, okay. A walkover. Yeah, I like it.
Well, Washington has historically supplied that. So.
Yeah, in challenge terminology, a layup, you know?
Yeah.
Killed it, bro.
Yeah. Let's take our break, and we're going to come back and talk more in depth. This season-related stuff, 2021 predictions. All right, thanks everybody for listening. We hope you're a subscriber. If you're not, you can remedy that today. Subscribe. You'll get us in your podcast feeds each Tuesday morning, bright and early. But wait, there's more. Or at the website that started it all, thealabamatake.com. We've got a lot going on, actually. First, there's our weekly coverage of the wonderful MTV staple, The Challenge. You can read that every Thursday afternoon, lunch, or thereafter. Short Takes, our online talk show, appears on YouTube and our website every Friday morning. And we've been digging around in the vaults, and every couple of weeks you'll see an episode of the original Alabama Tape podcast. It'll be on YouTube and the website, both. We're bringing those back on occasion because that's really the only place they're housed now. And lastly, with this being our football special, we're happy to let you know that we are hosting a college football pick 'em. Join up. Join our ESPN league by visiting any of our social media accounts and use the link. You might have to dig a little, but it's there. I'll post it a couple more times. It's open until the season starts. You got a couple of days, then no more opportunities. The top two competitors will receive a free t-shirt from us. Do it up. Let's get back into the show, though. Okay, TD, with you here, it's perfect time for me to ask, why is everyone scared shitless of against the spread picks in college football Pick'em?
I don't know. I hate the confidence point system. I just hate it so much. It just, it's, to me,
I like it better than just picking, though.
Yeah, like, it, yeah, it is better than just, hey, you got seven right, this, that's your point. I mean, I guess I like the little bit of degree of difficulty, but I just, yeah, give me a spread, because sometimes, like, I mean, you see, when we'll do, be doing our betting column again this year, where you will actually make smart bets, and I will foolishly try to pick the biggest games of the week, and
it might get them all it wrong. Might flip this year. But yeah, let me plug that. On Fridays afternoons, Friday afternoons over on the website, the Alabama Take, TD and I are going to return. We took a year off. We're going to return to posting our three games that we're going to bet, quote-unquote bet on. And we'll, honestly, our picks are as good as any, expert. Our rates are just as good. And we're going to return to that. But yeah, everybody's scared of against the spread pick 'em. I love it. You and I should just do one.
Yeah.
On the side.
Yeah, just two.
Just two people. that sets us up for some predictions. What we usually do over on the AlabamaTake.com is type up our thoughts on the season and post them in the week leading up to kickoff. But we're going to substitute this. I think this will suffice nicely. Let's start with the ACC, TD. ACC thoughts at all?
Clemson gone. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. There's no one that's going to stop them. UNC, maybe. Mack Brown seems to have the Tar Heels running well, but I just don't think they can really. Clemson's defensive line this year is going to be maybe one of the best we've ever seen in college football. It's going to be scary.
Another
good.
One?
Yeah, exactly. Damn. Another one. They get Justin Ross back, so if he returns to his form he was before he sat out last year, that's another great receiver. Their quarterback, he showed us he's probably going to be pretty good too. DJ... that last name that I'm not going to try to butcher.
Yeah.
Out of respect for his name. I'm interested in seeing how Mackenzie Milton does at Florida State. He was the UCF quarterback from their unbeaten year a few seasons ago that had that real nasty leg injury.
Oh.
You know, he was like maybe not going to be able to walk on it again type bad. And now he's rehabbed it. He's come back. He transferred to Florida State. He's probably going to be their starter.
All right,
good
go
for
get
him. I hope he does well. Yeah, I hope. And it'd be nice to see a team like Florida State get back to being, you know, Florida State. Like
a little bit.
Yeah, you need those blue bloods sometimes. And Clemson needs somebody to challenge him, anybody. For,
yeah, just anyone step up.
I had no idea Mackenzie Milton was going to be at Florida State. I clearly deeply researched for today. That's amazing, because I remember when that happened, I was like, oh, this guy, like you said, is he going to walk normally again? Yeah, that's very cool. I mean, Clemson, how do they possibly have any competition? I'm in agreement that I do wish, you know, when Florida State's good, it's not, we don't want it to be too good. We don't need FSU Twitter from 2012 to 2014 back again. I'm not wishing
hence
for that.
Hence me saying a little bit.
Yeah, just a solid program. You know, I do this every year with Hard Knocks. I get sucked in. I watch every episode and I'm like, oh, you know, fill in the blank team could end up being pretty good. So I'm currently deep into thinking that the Cowboys are going to be good this year, even though I do not wish that upon reality. But, you know, Miami has a show that has been coming on some of the ESPN channels, like behind the scenes, we've been getting ready for the season. That's another team that I wish that they, you know, a little success for Miami is fun to watch from afar. I'm not saying
that's
going to
happen.
Well, they
got that guy rapping for them.
Yeah. Not saying it's going to happen this year, but especially don't want it to happen week one. But that's another. The ACC has a few that you're like, come on, guys. We need you back. Because Clemson's just going to run it.
Donovan, do you see anything happening besides Clemson winning? Do you see, have you heard the news about Dabo Swinney moving to Russia to coach a wrestling team for a Netflix show? It's kind of Ted Lasso-ish.
I will second everything y'all said. It'll be kind of interesting to see, is UNC, you know, UNC is a preseason top 10 team. Are they going to stay there? That would be kind of, I mean, I don't have anything, I don't really have a dog in any ACC fight, so it's just kind of a matter of picking something that's not stupid Clemson and saying, let's see what happens.
Well, Matt Brown, he's sustained a decent team over the last couple of years. It's,
yes.
This could be the moment he steps it up. I know he's 104, but he's...
he just turned, just had a birthday, didn't he? I saw a video of him dancing in the locker room.
He's 70. He's basically...
Oh, shit, he's not that old.
He's only a little older than Nick Saban, but he seems much, much older.
Those Texas years, they grind on you.
Yes, they do. They hurt a man.
Four for everyone. But, I mean, UNC's schedule, they avoid Clemson in the regular season. They do have to go to Notre Dame, but they get every other tough game at home. I mean...
Oh, hell, they'll beat Notre Dame.
There's a window.
I would love to see them beat Notre Dame. That would be very fun.
Oh, yeah.
Go Tar Heels.
What week are we talking about here? What do you have a schedule?
That is... Yeah, October 30th, they go to South Bend.
They'll beat Notre Dame. That's a good game.
Yeah.
Good game. Big 12 predictions, DD?
Oklahoma and then everybody else fighting for a distant second place. Oklahoma's probably my...
I didn't give my prediction. Let me give my Big 12. I'll sneak it in. Yeah. I'm going to say Oklahoma wins, but Texas... beats them in the regular season. I know they don't have a championship game, but Sark gets his one huge win, and he only has a mediocre season otherwise. But he gets them up for Oklahoma, wins Oklahoma, but they still manage to win all their other games. Big 12.
Blaine, are you saying that Texas is back?
No. I'm saying Saban to Texas. Everybody knows this. Come on.
Write it down.
Yeah.
I think Kansas could really turn it around this year. Kansas could be in could be in contention. Kansas is the punching bag for college football Twitter. Is one of my favorite things. I mean, this is a no-brainer. Oklahoma, everybody else. Will be interesting to see. I mean, the Texas head coaching job meat grinder is always again one of those things that's fun to watch from afar. So yeah, I guess that's a fun storyline. Big 12, not for me.
At the end of this season, Sark will look like Joe Biden, just aged. Donovan, does TCU have a chance at all?
To beat Baylor, maybe. You know, like I've heard people describe the Mississippi teams as being the same. They're just two crabs in a bucket fighting. But I really think that TCU and Baylor are really the two crabs in a bucket fighting. Like I think they're the same team.
They're the two crabs in your pubic hair fighting.
Do you remember the few years when we had to care about those two teams because they were like pretty good and threatening to get
Yeah.
We crashed after championship. We happened to be playing in Dallas and crashed at a guy's house who was a huge TCU fan.
They exist?
Yeah, apparently. This was in one of the years that I think everybody around Dallas was kind of a TCU fan, but he was convinced that they were going to get into the 14 playoff and had gotten just absolutely plastered the night before telling us this, and we left before he awoke with what would have been just a crushing hangover to the news that TCU did not get in and Bama was going to go. So that's my main memory of those. Baylor, you know, I don't think TCU and Baylor, those are two different. Baylor's got some of that creepy vibe to it on a few different levels. It's just
Christianity creepy.
Yeah, Waco's weird, man. Waco's a weird thing.
That's what everyone says. I've never been there. They kind of both have, in my mind, I don't know what denomination TCU is, but they kind of both have big Baptist energy.
Fair.
Well, BB. Baylor is definitely, you know, like, Baptist.
Between burying the bodies, the quarterback's proposing to his 19-year-old girlfriend in the end zone. It's beautiful.
Didi, what did you say about Baylor?
They are a Baptist university. A TCU is Lutheran, maybe?
Okay.
Methodist? No, that's SMU. I don't know. It's hard to keep up with all these tech. Look, reform the old SWC. Take all the restrictions off the boosters. Let them pay whatever the hell they want to do. Bring back the good old days of the SWC. Just a bunch of rich oil tycoon Texans trying to outspend each other for their sake of their college football alma mater. Let's do it.
This sounds awesome.
I love it. All the religious schools fight would be very fun. Kind of like the 30 Years War, but without losing 10% of the population of Europe.
Exactly.
We've already taken care of 10% of the population with COVID.
friend of the program, Josh Fulmer. He's a piece mm-hmm. of the SMU machinery these days. Maybe he can mm-hmm. grease the wheels out there.
Let's go up into Yankee country with the Big Ten. We're up in near Donovan's stomping ground, sort of. TD, Big Ten?
I mean, another one-team league. It's Ohio State's to lose. Don't really know where their challenge is coming from. Maybe Illinois. Maybe they showed us something yesterday.
It's Illinois. You and I said at the same time, it's Illinois.
I don't know. I mean, it'll be fun to see what happens to Jim Harbaugh at Michigan and if they actually ever do anything worth a crap or if he just has another disappointing year and gets rewarded with a five-year extension.
I hope they sign him to a lifetime contract.
I know. It's beautiful so to watch. Great. You know, you'll root for Northwestern to pull an upset, you know, or I'm just not sure. Wisconsin's always kind of there, but they just haven't really, you know, I'm sure they'll have some stud running back rusher 1,900 yards out of nowhere again because they're the only team in the world that can still run the old school I formation uh-huh. and actually make it work these days. But if Ohio State, they ought to be embarrassed if they don't win this league this year, new quarterback or not. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm, Adam.
Yeah, like, well, how is that league turned into a one-team league? There's so many, like, on paper, every year I have to remind myself, oh, yeah, Michigan's not that good. Michigan State has fallen off. That all these teams are not as good as they talk about blue bloods. This should be a much more fun race than it probably will be.
Hey, Scott Frost is a good man.
See, that's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, what are you waiting for? Scott Frost to do something?
When are they going to fire him? How long does it
Hopefully tomorrow. I'd like to see him out on the street.
It was very funny to watch him coaching.
Oh, yeah. And the Pac-12's one of the, what is that? No, we got, of course, we got the SEC, which we're holding out for last. Pac-12 thoughts. Is it Chip Kelly's year finally? Chip Kelly getting it together?
No. Okay. No, it's not. It's fine. Yeah, they beat Hawaii. They beat crap out of Hawaii yesterday. Good for them. Whatever. Yeah, to finish up, though, real quick on the Big Ten. Nebraska, that's their hubris for firing, what's his name back in the day? Frank Solich. No, when they were mad that they were going 9-3 every year, and that was, what, about 20 years ago now, and they're paying the price for it. But, yeah, Pac-12. Absolutely. Pac-12 will be interesting this year. I think USC and Oregon are your top two contenders for that. Washington should. They actually probably would have won it last year had they not had to give up their chance to play in the title game due to a lot of COVID positive tests. And their coach, Jimmy Lake, I believe, he would have won a title in his first year. He could win it this year. Keaton Slovis, quarterback at USC, should be healthy again, and he looks like the real deal, one of those like kind of Pete Carroll area USC quarterbacks that they just keep putting these NFL prospects on the field. I've always enjoyed the Pac-12, watching it. I was a big Pac-12 After Dark guy mm-hmm. all through college too. And the years of Joey Harrington at Oregon, and I still am. I think, yeah, Oregon, USC, they have, in Washington a little bit, they have an outside shot at, if one of the big favorites slips up, they can... If they can run the table, I think Oregon gets – do they go to – let me check that. They might go to Ohio State second week, or the Buckeyes might come to them. But if they can win that and USC can beat Notre Dame and they can run either one of them, if they run the table, we might finally see a Pac-12 team in the playoff again.
Oh, if Oregon can beat Ohio State, that's huge, no matter where it is. Yeah. I didn't get my Big Ten thoughts in. I don't really have predictions because I would go chalk all the way across, but I'm just going to say, and I would have said this before yesterday, I think Illinois surprises a lot of people, and I also think UCLA surprises a lot of people. Again, yesterday helped me to be confident in saying that on the air. But Adam, Pac-12.
What the hell's going on with UCLA? Them trying to give tickets away to come to the stadium? I tuned in for this Hawaii game yesterday, and there's nobody there. What's going on there? You can't get people in Los Angeles to go watch football? Amazing.
No, you can't.
There's other things going on, plus the traffic is real bad.
You had El Trafico sells out yesterday, watching MLS. Come on.
That was a great game, too. I watched that over UCLA. So.
No disagreement there. But, no, I have almost no thoughts on the Pac-12. I mean, they've been such... outsiders.
But it feels like the most wide open division, though.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
and the SEC.
I have fun watching the Pac-12 every year. I just can't there's not like a Chip Kelly in the Oregon days in my mind that's really like, you know, an elite, interesting program that does it year in and year out. And that makes it fun for an outside observer to see who's going to, you know, possibly crash the party at the end of the year for the teams in the eastern half of the country. I got a soft spot for Washington. I would be okay with them doing well. I don't know. I have no concrete opinions to offer other than that. Nothing based on fact. Just, it does seem like Chip Kelly, time has to be running out there, right? For something to happen.
A little bit. But then again, UCLA can be fairly patient. So as long as he wins X number of games, he's probably okay for another year, maybe two. Donovan, who's winning the Pac-12?
Rutgers.
Okay, well, I didn't know they joined, but that seems weird.
Which goes into my Big Ten thoughts, which is that Rutgers is going to join the Pac-12. And with that New York market money, the Pac-12 is finally going to take its place.
Not to digress, aren't you a Rutgers prodigy? Aren't you a Rutgers guy? Yeah, family.
I got my Rutgers shirt upstairs. Yeah, my dad went to Rutgers.
That's what I was thinking. Go Rutgers.
I got my shirt upstairs. Go Scarlet Knights.
You're not going to pull the trigger on Oregon State winning the Pac-12 for your old boy right here?
Huh? That's your team. It's your outside team.
That's my team,
It's going to be Rutgers.
Ah, shit. SEC, I am interested in this one. I'll give my very quick thoughts. I just don't. It's so hard. It's so, so hard. Unless you're Alabama, I guess, it's so hard to repeat success like that. So I'm actually going to pick Georgia to win the SEC. I don't like it no more than anyone, but I don't know. It just seems too much chalk to say Alabama.
I mean, yeah, it's the story in the SEC this year is breaking in new quarterbacks. You know, Georgia has theirs. JT Daniels, you know, former USC guy. Is he the real deal? You know, their situation reminds me a couple years ago when I was still in New Orleans. I was riding around one day. It was the week of the Alabama-LSU game. And the little sports talk there, they were talking about it, and the guy made a point, and he was like, if we don't beat them now, then when? You know, if not now, then when? And he was right. Look at our team last year. That's what Georgia's is. If not now, well, what's the name? Emory Jones at Florida, that quarterback is supposed to be the prototypical Dan Mullen quarterback. So if he gets in there.
That's a little scary.
And then, yeah, exactly. That's very scary. Dan Mullen's offense with proper athletes in it is a scary prospect.
And I think
Georgia doesn't
Stan
take advantage
Mullen.
Of it.
That's what I'm.
No, Stan.
Stan Mullins.
Because I didn't know who you were talking about for a second.
Is that an S or a Z? No, Alabama, we're replacing Bryce Jones. You know, yeah, he's making all this money and endorsements. And
did you say Bryce Young?
No, I said Bryce Jones, but it's Bryce Young. Yeah, sorry. Who the hell is Bryce Jones?
I was about to say.
Alabama, we have to replace so much production on the offensive side of the ball. Now, granted, our defense might be really good again. Not, 7 points a game allowed good, but... Will Anderson's going to be he's the second coming to Derek Thomas. He's going to
love it.
Ruin a lot of offensive coordinators' weeks when they're trying to game plan against him. But if Georgia, their question is, can their offense move into the 21st century? If they try to run this old Mark Richt pro style boring ass offense, they're not going to get anywhere. It's just not going to happen, no matter how much talent they have. And if Alabama, by the time they would theoretically play Georgia in title game, has rounded into shape, what reason do we have to pick Kirby to upset Alabama? Because he's going to make some really dumb decision along the way. As
the only thing I've got to go with is it's just hard. It's just hard to repeat. Alabama makes it look easy many seasons, but I'm just going to go with the odds and say that the odds are you just can't repeat X number of times. So that's all going with. It's not any dislike about Alabama because I love them, love Saban, and I think he's the greatest ever. But, I'm just being contrarian, also just not wanting to jinx the Tide. Love them. Well, Adam, where are you going with the SEC? You got any money besides Georgia, Alabama?
No. No, definitely not.
Florida doesn't look tempting to you?
Stan, he can coach them up. I'm interested in the East, I would be interested in Florida. And in the West, I am just permanently fascinated by Lane Kiffin. both on and off the field.
Dear. Lane train, baby.
I want to see. You know, he kind of gave us a game last year. It was more uncomfortable than it should have been.
Feinbaum swears that that'll be the one coach to beat Saban that's, you know, been a Saban guy.
I totally buy that. I think Lane beats him before Kirby does. I think the long con.
You're forgetting Jimbo.
I'm not. The long con of Saban saying, oh no, Scott Cochran, don't go, and letting him flee to Georgia. I think it's just at every level, Bama is ahead of every other team in the league.
The cocaine must be really strong in Athens, because didn't he go to rehab or something?
I don't know that that's the rumor. He just stepped away from the program, right?
No, he's totally coked up somewhere.
Has any more news come out on that? Not to turn this into like a
let's this is easy news.
I'm googling it.
Thank you.
I do think it's an indicator of the level that Saban's at compared to the rest of these guys that he brought in. You know, the new strength and conditioning team is all about stats and doing things the smart way and not just
pumping iron.
Not just pumping iron and running until you fall over and all the soft tissue injuries that we, you know, we couldn't field a full linebacking core for a few years there. Not a problem anymore. So I don't see how you derail the Death Star of Bama.
The only new information I have on this isn't really news. It's just something I didn't know, which is that Will Muschamp is stepping in for special teams.
Coach for real?
For Scott Cochran. According to sickemdogs.com.
Are you talking about former Texas coach in waiting Will Muschamp?
Formerly the head coach at Florida and South Carolina, will serve as the temporary special teams coordinator, per reports.
My favorite Will Muschamp piece of information ever was when every Auburn fan in the world was tweeting, bring this man home. And, you know.
And they did.
And they did. And, you know.
I can't believe we've made it this far without dunking on Auburn and that their stupid head coach and his COVID protocol.
Yeah. Now I've got that lined up. It was actually next. So perfect segue. Hey,
he's got some pretty big Iowa energy, doesn't he?
Well, that is honestly I should have started with that. That's my one prediction, is that Auburn will not do well. I've got no faith in this coach. I never have faith in a first year coach anyway. I've been proven wrong about that, but I never do. That just my betting the odds, you lay your money against the first year coach. You just do. And the better in me says that every year, Brian Harsin has proven his idiocy, and I am licking it up because I love an idiot Auburn coach. Gus has gone to UCF, by the way. Do we want to say a shout out to UCF on the Gus bus there?
No,
that'll be interesting to watch. I mean, it really will. Offense, they might go crazy. Yeah, no, Harsin's in over his head, and. Yeah, like you, I don't want to jinx it because Auburn Jesus will get mad. And whenever you think Auburn is going to be horrible, they have a damn 11-1 season. I liked his hire, Derek Mason, as his defense coordinator. I think that's good. But he just seems like he's in over his head, man. A little like Mike Pricey to Alabama. You know, Harsin's probably not going to get caught in a Pensacola hotel room with a stripper, but...
No, I've got a better one. He'll get caught being semi-anti-vax. That's good enough.
Yeah.
That's stupid enough.
Gonna get caught, has he? Not already? Just...
I'm just saying he exposed himself on that.
I mean, the timing of what they're going through right now, if this had happened 3 weeks later during the season, I mean, they're like very close to forfeit levels of infection. Just as a total lack of leadership is...
Yeah, they lost a lot of practice time in a very important preseason, with those days in preseason, right?
Speaking of Derek Mason, too, you know, he came out and said something very pro-vax and kind of
good for him.
Not wishy-washy. Like, this is a man who is clearly drafting behind the head coach because he sees the writing on the wall. It's like, if I can just survive and keep my hands clean, that interim coaching spot's going to open up here. Maybe. Yeah.
Derek
maybe
Mason's
not,
a cool guy, man.
I like Derek Mason.
Yeah.
Did I miss anything you guys were itching to say, predict? As far as teams are concerned, I want to talk Heisman maybe if y'all got thoughts on it, but team-related?
I forgot to mention Iowa State in the Big 12. They are always like a fun them. Watch. Roll like Cyclones.
Yeah, SEC. Matt Campbell is a he's going to be a top tier coach if he can get a right opening.
Absolutely. I think you were super fun last year. The Iowa State, I mean, was super fun mm-hmm. past couple years.
Yes, they are. And they're good again. Sorry to my listeners who don't give a shit. They're good on the betting. You can bet on them. And I've always liked a team you could bet on.
Solid.
I wish me up here. Am I wrong?
I wish podcasting was a visual medium so you could see the look on Blaine's face.
No, you're absolutely right. Iowa State's a great team to run with, follow. I did want to say, tying into everything, all the way back to our Texas and Oklahoma talk, I'm really excited to see A&M leave the SEC to go back to the Big 12 in a couple of years so that they can, you know, dominate that conference. Maybe they'll bring Arkansas with them. Like I said, reform take that old SWC a little bit, maybe. Like, let's go.
I do. This is a part of the prediction stuff I just do not keep up with until the last couple of weeks of the season, and that's Heisman talk. I can't tell you who I would even barely predict. Y'all got ideas, thoughts? TD, you're probably more in line with this than any of us.
I mean, a lot of buzz around JT Daniels, you know, quarterbacks of any big team. So Spencer Rattler, Oklahoma's quarterback, best quarterback in the country by far. Another Lincoln Riley probably is going to be a first five pick in the NFL draft next year. Yeah, that's probably hands down who you should put your money on.
Safe pick. Playoffs, who's your four teams and who wins it all?
SEC winner.
Commit to
I'm
four.
Just going to say.
Name names.
I'm going to commit to. I'm going to, you know, screw it. I'm going to say Georgia this year. I think Alabama, because they got a tough test early on at Florida. They're breaking in so many new guys on offense. I think they might have a slip up or two. Maybe this is Georgia's year. So I'll say Georgia, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Clemson. And I think Oklahoma. I'm going to say Oklahoma's my pick finally. That offense is going to be its usual juggernaut, and their defense is better than people realize.
All right. Adam, give me your four.
Bama, Ohio State, Oklahoma.
Hate them.
And I'm so tempted to put Georgia in for another year where we get two SEC teams.
That could happen.
It's one of those things that feels very silly to say before the season starts, and then it makes more and more sense that these scenarios start playing out. But, yeah, I'll throw a Hail Mary and say two SEC teams, Alabama and Georgia, somehow get in, even though I don't know how. Maybe we play Florida instead of Georgia, or I don't know, in the championship game. Who knows?
Other than Illinois, who you got?
My top four for not getting in are UConn, Oregon State, the Akron Zips, because they're doomed with that name and they've been bad, and probably UMass, but that one's, the last one's a toss-up. Could be Notre Dame.
Dude, that was your opportunity to say Auburn. Come on.
I think Auburn, you know, Auburn's, I want Auburn to have a year that's so middle of the road that I honestly forget about them.
Yeah. Well, that's going to happen.
The best possible Auburn year.
Exactly. So I'm not going to give them any more of my time, attention.
Tennessee is another good.
I can see myself, speaking of predictions, I can see myself 102 years old on my deathbed and going, Auburn won against Mississippi State 3-2. Just. You know, my little Andy going, why are you talking about that, dude? Because, God, who will...
What does that mean? He's delirious.
Yes. And then the record book will show.
He gets like this.
Those are the kind of games that I think of when I think, are we really going to lose the SEC West and the East? What, 3-2? Yeah. That would be a tragedy.
Let's wrap with some opening... Well, no, I got two things. Two things we'll toss to. Opening week, we got some excellent games. It's really a plethora of good games. Georgia at Clemson, or Georgia v. Clemson, I guess. Akron at Auburn. I mean, my God.
Heavy hitters.
Louisiana at Texas. I am interested in what Sark's going to do. Mm-hmm. Louisville at Ole Miss is not a terrible game, because I think it's a Sunday. It's like the only one. Anyway, but there are a lot more. Y'all got an eye on a particular opening week game, week one, not week zero.
Our game against Miami is interesting. De'Aaron King is a hell of a quarterback for Miami. I'm not super worried about that game, but if they pulled an upset, it wouldn't shock me too much. They got talent if they can just figure it the hell out, finally.
The only thing that would shock me is Saban with that much prep time just does not lose. That's the only thing.
It's not going to happen, but it's, you know, that's a risky bet. You know, I think the line right now is like 18, and I wouldn't touch that either way.
Yeah, I'd take Miami. Okay. I see Bama winning by 17.
You take the points. Okay, you take the points. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Adam, opening week, you got some excitement brewing.
I'm trying to familiarize myself with the schedule here. I mean, if Georgia and Clemson are playing, that's...
Yes.
That's top-tier stuff.
That's national championship shit.
Yeah. It's always... I feel like maybe this is just the Bama fan in me that doesn't think the season really starts until November in a lot of ways, in terms of like the identity of a team, you know, you really see what they're about. But so maybe this is like a long forgotten memory by the time December rolls around, how these two teams play in a high pressure environment. But that's
we're
going
to take what you say and drop it into a November show. So
perfect.
You just go.
No, I mean I can't wait to see that game. That'll be a lot of fun.
No shit. Yeah, Donovan, you got opening week thoughts other than just excitement?
Yeah, I mean, nothing besides, I think you have all stated the obvious, which is Georgia and Clemson is going to be a game to see. Obviously, going to watch Alabama. But just for personally, teams that I'm just curious how their season's going to go. There's two in the Big Ten. I'm kind of curious how their game's going to go. Penn State versus Wisconsin, just to see.
See, that's a good game.
Penn State really fell apart last year. I want to see how they come out looking, and then Wisconsin's always kind of fun.
Yeah.
Indiana and Iowa, too. Let's see what how's Indiana going to look at?
I'd watch that.
They looked great last year. You know, they're in.
I love the conference game starting. Love it.
Yeah.
Do that
and more. And, you know, it's going to be Monday, right? I'm probably I'm going to be watching that Ole Miss game.
Shit, yeah.
I want to see. Ahead of time, what's the offense looking like and what's the defense looking like? And that Louisville team can, you know, we'll see what they do.
Yeah. Well coached. NFL predictions or just general thoughts that you want to share. TD, what you got for us? You're big, just to be clear, you're a big Ravens fan. Adam and Donovan are both Packers fans. And the news on me is that I have ditched the Cowboys. Goodbye.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I'm leaning heavy to if Cam Newton can get kicked to the curb, I'm going to go Mac Jones and the Patriots. But the Titans are so appealing. So we'll see. More on it later. But that's my NFL rant. TD, what you got?
I mean, at some point, I will probably get pissed off at our apparently anti-vaxxer quarterback, Lamar Jackson. So,
oh, God.
We'll see.
Your Twitter feed is magnificent on Sundays, NFL Sundays.
Oh, yeah, it is. I have no idea why the Ravens make me so angry, but more so than any other team I follow in any sport.
This is an Arsenal fan, too. He's really saying something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's just, beating depression. The Ravens just make me so damn mad. But no, they should win the division, though. I'm still not sold on Baker Mayfield as a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Yeah. I don't know. The Browns are probably more talented in that division. I hate it that Najee Harris went to Pittsburgh, but he's going to have such a great year. I took him in my fantasy draft last
night.
There you go. First time I've taken a Steeler, maybe ever. But no, NFL will be fun this year. Tampa Bay's. You got to watch them. I mean, some point, Tom Brady's going to show his age, but not yet. I think that Mac Jones does eventually take the job from Cam Newton. I think that Bill Belichick probably really likes him more so than we know.
He's probably easier Packers to work with than fine. Cam.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest.
Reports are right now that he's really catching on to their language and their system, and he's having some good
just
games
a nice
and
guy.
Practices. Yeah. Let's see. Did I miss anything? I'm excited to see one under the radar thing. I've always liked Matt Stafford as quarterback. I always hated that he was stuck in the dumps in Detroit and Calvin Johnson retired early. I think that Ram system, that Sean McVay system, I think Matt Stafford's going to ball the hell out this year. And I think the Rams are a sneaky Super Bowl team, man.
I don't disagree.
Their defense, they set up. They've all those trades and all that draft capital they've given away was for this time period. So, yeah, watch out for L.A.
You got a Super Bowl, two teams in the Super Bowl you want to try?
Just go Bills, get back to the Super Bowl. That's a team to watch. Josh Allen's everything. He was and more. And then they'll go against the Rams. Let's say Bills and Rams. And I'll say the Bills finally win it.
Adam and Donovan, you guys want to share some Aaron Rodgers commiseration here?
I got to say, this is his last year. Yeah. And that whole thing has been, I didn't follow the saga of will he, won't he, and what the team, what the organization was saying. That all is the opposite of why I enjoy Green Bay as a franchise.
Exactly. Yes.
Everything the TD just said is more interesting than the Packers at this point to me, even though they obviously had a great run last season. And I'm pulling for them.
MVP, right?
Yeah, I'm pulling for them. But, I mean, I agree the Rams will be very interesting. That trade, I remember watching Hard Knocks, and it was they sent Goff to Detroit, right? Wasn't that the...
They suckered him into taking that contract.
That's a life comes at you fast situation. You know, you're watching this young guy kind of living it up in Los Angeles, and he wakes up and he's in Detroit. That's
doing blow in LA to just crack in Detroit and methed out in the Midwest.
He's hanging out with Captain Carl now. That's a bleak scene. You said Najee at the Steelers. I think even just a little bit of preseason action, watching him be it in practice or in these games, I love Najee. I know you can't like the Steelers, but I'm excited that he's there. I think that's a good fit. I really, at this point, am just watching. One, I think it's a very exciting time in the NFL. There's a lot of good teams. Like, you're kind of guaranteed to see a good game if you tune in. And now there's so much Bama across the board that, you know, there's always always some former player to root for. I couldn't predict. I mean, I don't know how the Chiefs, how much are they going to fall off that you pick against them making it to the Supes Bowl.
Well, give two teams. It doesn't matter.
I really have
We're
no
not
idea.
Hold you to it.
No idea.
Okay. Just no predictions.
Chiefs pack. There you go.
Okay. That's a good Super Bowl. I'll watch it. Aaron Rodgers' last Super Bowl. But anyway.
I enjoyed that Super Bowl.
How about it, Donovan?
I don't really have too many thoughts. I agree with Adam. I'm not here for the Aaron Rodgers drama, other than to say if anyone doesn't want to play, just let them go. Don't try and hang on to someone too long.
Give me two teams.
Two teams I'm watching or two teams for the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
Okay. Well, you know what? I think watching last year's Super Bowl was such a rough experience. I'd love for the Chiefs to get another shot. I'd love for Patrick Mahomes to get another shot because he's probably got a pretty bad taste in his mouth after that one, right?
Our boy Jeff will be proud.
So, and you know, it'd be nice to see what he can do if he can actually connect with the receiver or get a, that makes it sound like it's his fault.
No, a receiver
can actually catch his balls.
oddly worded, but okay.
Okay.
You so know, Chiefs I'm going to tell you, man, you might as well go with this pick and I'll give it to you. It's now that I've ditched the Cowboys, they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
Chiefs v. Cowboys.
They're looking pretty good on Hard Knocks.
We'll see it.
I know. Fuck them. All right. Well, people, if you enjoyed all this but wish we talked more about television shows, movies, and music, then subscribe to us. Follow us. This was our football show. You might get a lot more of this coming soon if we can twist TD's arm about sports podcasting. I would listen. He's a good man, and if that happens, you'll hear from us first. Catch us on social media. Befriend us. Let us know. That's where you'll hear this stuff. We're going to talk again next week. We got some things to pick and choose from. There's this Ted Lasso discourse and backlash we could discuss. We could talk PN 15. Donovan, that's back out. You know, you and I both fans. That's anyway, follow us on social media. Sometimes we let you know ahead of time what we're going to talk about. What else am I missing? Our Hurricane Ida people. If you're in the path of it, please be safe. Please take care of yourselves. Watch out for your neighbors. Talk to you next Tuesday. Thanks again to TD. That's what I'm forgetting. Thanks, man. Come back. Come back on.
Anytime.
Come back
on. Yeah. Let's do it. Fun. When are we going to talk about wrestling? CM Punk's back.
Well, I don't keep up with wrestling. What I should do is host you and maybe someone like Brian Oley or someone else associated with the site. We can get back on. Thank y'all so much. See you all later.